Hello and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。
Hello, this is Paul.
Okay, and so the World Expo is drawing very near right now. It's coming soon. And the upcoming 2010 World Expo promises to be a bonanza for Shanghai's tourism industry. And many visitors attending the international showcase will also journey outside the city to nearby provinces such as Anhui or Jiangsu or Zhejiang province. At least one-third of the expected 70 million Expo visitors are expected to make a visit outside Shanghai to neighboring provinces, according to the National Statistics Bureau.
Only 3 to 4 hours drive from Shanghai, the natural beauty and rich culture and heritage of Anhui provide a great escape from the urban vistas of the metropolis and are sure to attract many visitors. Anhui has the Huangshan Mountains, which are just like a traditional Chinese ink painting, Hongsun Village and Tunxi Old Street, which could well date back over 1,000 years, as well as the country's oldest paper and ink culture, says Hu Xuefan, director of the Anhui Tourism Bureau.
那提到马上到来的这个上海世博会呢，将会有很多很多的人来到上海来参加这个世博会，所以呢，很多人会想在这个来到上海期间呢，不妨也到上海的周边其他的一些省份去看一看，因为那里的景色呢会非常的这个自然，比方说像江苏，比方说像安徽，还有浙江省的很多的这些名胜古迹都值得大家去看一看，而且呢距离也不是很远，比方说驾车3到4个小时呢就可以从上海来到这个安徽，那安徽呢，以它的自然风光和丰富的历史文化著称。Yeah, so the Chinese writings, brush, ink stick, and ink stone, and also paper are known as four treasures of Chinese study, 就是文房四宝。And Anhui province can claim to be the place of origin of two of them, Xuan paper and the Hui ink sticks. The majority of ancient Chinese books and the paintings by famous painters that still survive were created using Hui ink sticks and Xuan paper.
Named after ancient Anhui's Xuanzhou Prefecture, where the finest quality paper was traditionally produced, Xuan paper is renowned for its fine texture and durability. Some Chinese calligraphy collectors believe that top quality Xuan paper will last forever. There are numerous kinds of Xuan paper, and each paper manufacturer has its own carefully guarded secrets.Neighboring Shu County is renowned for producing Hui ink, the country's best ink sticks. With pre-mixed liquid ink available nowadays, why do painters and calligraphers still insist on grinding their own ink? People from Shu County know the answer. The texture and quality of freshly ground ink is better. And people like to relax their muscles and prepare for using the brush by grinding the ink.
Yeah, so if you're visiting the expo and want a little relief from the hustle and bustle of Shanghai, why not pay a visit to Anhui province and discover these Chinese treasures for yourself? Okay, so speaking of culture here, let's go to Russia. With hopes of recovery in fine art prices running high, attention is trained on second-tier markets such as Russian collecting for signs of renewal. Sotheby's conducts the season's first Russian art sales next recently, and led by a pair of important collections, including one of 86 works by Ukrainian avant-garde artists being sold at a single lot.
The auctions come on the heels of strong Asia Week sales at both Sotheby's and rival Christie's in New York, and last month's Hong Kong results, where sales rooms were filled to capacity, estimates were exceeded, and records fell. This market has been booming for quite some time and is seeing a renewed confidence, said Sonia Beckerman, Sotheby's director of Russian paintings.The financial crisis that struck in 2008 made collectors more selective, but they're buying consistently, she added. The relatively recent phenomenon of Russian collecting has drawn widespread attention as oligarchs, emboldened with seemingly limitless cash, snapped up top works at auction at often astounding prices. For example, bidders gasped.In 2006, as an anonymous bidder paid more than $95 million for Picasso's Dora Maar with cat.
那提到这个艺术品投资呢，最近索斯比拍卖行也推出这样的一个拍卖，就是俄罗斯艺术的拍卖。那尽管呢受到这个前一段时间全球金融危机的影响，但是在艺术品市场似乎呢目前的恢复还是比较良好的，特别是像最近一系列的这个俄罗斯艺术的画展呢，包括它的拍卖的行情都是非常的好的。 So it's a good sign for this art industry and the mystery man unknown to even auction regular had not even secured a seat at Sotheby's and conducted his audacious bidding from the standing area at the rear. Reports unconfirmed by Sotheby's have since focused on a Russian mining magnate as the buyer, and also founder of CEO of the Fine Art Fund, Philip Hoffman, said that while the Russian market is somewhat unpredictable, collectors have become more savvy and are doing much more research.
The wealthy people coming into the market have the confidence now to do it, and they have the money, he said. Beckerman concurred that there is a level of sophistication that's very different from when this market began to boom. They've caught up, and Sotheby's have estimated its two-star collections conservatively, with a single lot by Yakov Pirman collection. That collection is estimated only $1.5 million, maybe $2 million for all 86 works. The late actress Ruth Ford, her collection of art by Pavel Chelevchu, who was her brother's companion, is expected to fetch about $2
million. Taken with the Asian sales results, the Russian auctions could generate heat going into next critical sales in New York. And Berkman said, this market is a getaway. The collectors have an interest in their own heritage and artists, then channel into other areas such as modernism and also post-impressionism. Yeah, so if you got a lot of money, it's really worth to buy a piece of art because, what I said before, like 30 or 40 years ago, this painting was a limousine, but after 30 or 40 years, it was a plane.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's worth to, you know, invest one of this kind of masterpiece.
Yeah, so property or artwork, take your pick if you got lots of money.
Here, let's go to New York City. New York City has beaten Chicago as the world's best city to live in 2010 if you are a man, coming up trumps in both professional and the personal fields, according to a survey in America. The poll by Men's website ranked 29 cities across the globe based on how good they are for men to live, work, and play, based on data that includes the number of vacation days and the ratio of men of women, and also the weather, the unemployment rate, and new restaurant and club openings.
Yeah, according to AskMen.com, despite being battered by the global economic crisis, New York took the top spot, with Melbourne in Australia coming second. Tokyo was ranked third. Madrid and London rounded off the top five. He said, we're positioning the best cities that you can live in, say for a year, somewhere exotic with cultural options and job opportunities as well, and also entertainment as a man, which includes clubs and fresh air options. This is according to James Bassel, the website's editor-in-chief. Newcomers to this year's list include Las Vegas, that's at number 29, which Bassel said was a surprise given that the city had been hard hit by 2008's economic turmoil. Other surprises, maybe, include Bogota in Colombia. It's not always been seen as the safest place, Bassel said. Shanghai in China, well, due to host
World Expo
this year, so that's certainly in the news around the world. Last year's top five cities, according to the website, were Chicago, Barcelona, San Francisco, London, and Sydney. The website ranks cities on seven factors, as you said, and the fresh air factor is a newcomer this year. And the data they get is from the United Nations and also the global consultancy Mercer.
前一段时间在美国展开这样一项调查，就是最适合男性居住的城市。那纽约呢， 排到了榜首的位置，其次呢像墨尔本啊、还有这个墨尔本是排在第二位，像东京呢排在第三，马德里排在第四，伦敦排在第五位。那同时上榜呢其实还有中国的上海排在了前十位。这次调查呢它的测量的方面呢有很多种，比方说天气，比方说生活成本，比方说男女比例，比方说求职的这种条件，这些因素加在一块儿呢都是形成了纽约成为最适合男性居住这样的城市。Yeah, I was very curious about which city is best city for women. And I think maybe some romantic city like Paris. Maybe.
I think Paris would always head the top of the list. Actually, Paris, according to reliable figures, is the most visited city in the world.In terms of tourists, Paris will head most people's lists. But interestingly, it's only at number 11 in the list for the men's most popular cities.
Okay, and here, let's go to another topic, because here is related to a book series, a Twilight book. The best-selling vampire-themed Twilight book series has entered the top 10 list of books that U.S. schools and public libraries were asked to remove from their shelves in 2009. But the worst offender were the popular young adult novel series TTYL by Lauren Miracle, which are written entirely in the style of instant messages.
Yes, and although they are no longer in the top 10, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series landed in the top 100 most frequently challenged books of the 2000 to 2009 decade. Objections to the best-selling tales of the Boy Wizard have been raised over perceived anti-family and occult themes. Stephanie Meyer's Twilight series, which have been turned into a blockbuster film franchise, were fifth on the 2009 list, their first year in the annual compilation. The books were challenged for being sexually explicit, for the religious views, and also being unsuitable for their age group.And the series that you mentioned, TTYL, that came top of the 2009 list. It was challenged for nudity, offensive language, and drugs. Well, who makes these complaints? I suppose it's people who feel offended. And the ALA, the American Library Association, who reported this recently, they would challenge a lot of the people who would want to...have these books removed because they say that for intellectual freedom it means that people should be allowed to say or think and read and speak and express themselves as freely.And these are all core American values.
那最近呢，这个美国的学校呢，还有一些公共图书馆呢，把当年最畅销的小说《Twilight》，就是《暮光之城》系列呢，从这个书架上拿走了。那主要的原因呢，就是根据像这个美国国内的调查显示呢，像《Twilight》还有其他的几本小说里面的一些内容呢，其实不适合青少年来阅读。所以呢，曾经的排在前十位的《Twilight》还有很多其他的一些书呢都被移下了书架。那另外一部书呢，像是 TTYL TTFN 还有 18R G8R 这种一系列书，还有 Tango Make 3 The Perks of Being a Wallpaper to Kill a Mockingbird and also this Twilight also been removed from public libraries and schools.
I read To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. That was a very famous book by the American author. And that was one that was recommended, and we had to read it as part of our studies when I was at school. Although in the days when I read it, maybe there wasn't such a problem with racism and the language that was used. I think it was reasonably offensive even in the day it was written. But more people are challenging these sort of things because of racism laws, and people are more sensitive to the type of language that is used.
Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song by Rihanna, Good Girl Gone Bad.
We came moving around so don't care. All we know is we was at home, cause you left us there. You got your boss and got gone and left us all alone.
Good Girl Gone Bad by Rihanna.
Okay, now let's move on to Biz News. 接下来呢，我们听听财经资讯。First one, Hong Kong's jobless rate falls to 4.4%. 香港失业率降低到 4.4%。
The Hong Kong government announced recently that the unemployment rate fell to 4.4% in the January to March period, while the underemployment rate rose by 0.1% to 2.2%. The Census and Statistics Department said the 4.4% figure was the lowest since the fourth quarter of 2008. Falls in the unemployment rate were mainly seen in the insurance, arts, entertainment and recreation and information and communications sectors. Increases in the underemployment rate were mainly seen in the transportation and construction sectors. Due to the seasonal fluctuation, which resulted in a reduced number of seasonal jobs after the Chinese Lunar New Year holiday, the unemployment rate for the construction sector rose to 8%, and that for young people aged 15 to 19, that grew to 18.2%. Secretary for Labour and Welfare, Matthew Chung, said that while business activities in a number of sectors moderated somewhat owing to seasonal fluctuation, the fundamentals of the labour market remained robust. He noted the latest feedback on job vacancies and the number of placements suggested more new jobs will likely be created in the corporate sector in the coming months, which should help improve the employment situation in the near term. With fresh graduates and school leavers entering the labour market this summer, labour supply will increase, he added.
Second one, World Bank approves $650 million for São Paulo Metro projects. 世界银行向巴西圣保罗城市贷款$650 million进行地铁建设项目。
The World Bank recently approved a $650 million loan to the state of Sao Paulo, Brazil, in support of the city's Metro Line 5 project. The project will improve the access of metropolitan Sao Paulo's almost 20 million residents, and particularly the poor, to safer, faster and more reliable public transportation, and finance studies to help decrease greenhouse gas emissions by the metro system, said the World Bank in a statement. The expansion plan of rail-based passenger transport is an absolute priority for the government of Sao Paulo, and the extension of Line 5 is fundamental to the integration of the entire southern zone of the city to the system, improving the quality of life in the most populous region of the capital, said the governor of Sao Paulo, Alberto Goldman, in a statement. The project is expected to help improve the city's serious transit congestion problem by continuing the integration process for the subway, commuter rail and bus networks. This will improve access to affordable transport for the low-income population and help decrease one of the highest metro passenger indices in the world. The project is expected to significantly improve the well-being of the urban poor in the city of Sao Paulo, said Magda Diop, World Bank Director for Brazil.
That was today's Biz News, and now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
Norman Foster has been designing buildings from strange vegetables towering over the city of London, bridges in the clouds in France, to redesigning Germany's parliament. But Wembley brought some unique challenges.
Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。
Wembley, the new national stadium in the home of football, was completed on the 9th of March 2007.
Here is the architect, Norman Foster.
This is the very first of its kind. There's nothing like this in the world, in the sense that here you're much closer to the action. You have this much steeper arena.And the whole thing in that sense, although it's bigger and everybody has more space, it's really quite intimate.
Foster says Wembley is the very first of its kind. There's nothing like Wembley in the world where you can get that close to the action.
Foster 说，除了新温布利球场之外，你在世界任何一个球场上都不能找到像在这里一样，感觉离球场上发生的一切那么近。
You have this much steeper arena.
Steeper arena. Steep, 陡的，陡直的。Arena, 竞技场。
Although it's bigger and everybody has more space, it's really quite intimate.
虽然说新温布利球场很大，每个人座位周围也有很大的空间，但是这个球场还是能给我们一种很亲密的感觉。Intimate, 亲密的，密切的。
Wembley is the largest all-covered football ground in the world.All its 90,000 seats are undercover.
新温布利球场是世界上最大的有顶盖的球场。球场九万个座位都被巨大的顶盖罩住，可以免遭风吹雨打。Here is Foster again.
Look at any stadium and you'll see fresh air between the roof and the seats. Here it's enclosed by glass, but it contains the sound.
You'll see fresh air between the roof and the seats in any stadium. Wembley's enclosed by glass, but it contains the sound.
Fresh air, 新鲜空气 Roof, 顶部 Foster 说在任何一个球场的座位和顶部中间都有新鲜空气。其实就是这些球场的顶部是开放的，没有顶盖的。而新温布利球场的顶部是由玻璃罩住的，从而这个球场是隔音的。
The arch was one of those inspirational things and became embodied in sketches. And it really works. I mean, it's holding all of the roof this side, 60% of the roof the other side. It looks very, very slim, but actually you could take a cross-channel train through that. It's the symbol of the new Wembley.
The arch was one of those inspirational things that became embodied in sketches.
Inspirational, 启发灵感的，鼓舞或激励人的。Embody, 体现，使想法等事物具体化。Sketches, 草图。新温布利球场的拱门在 Foster 的草图中就已经体现出来了。
The arch looks very slim, but you could fit a cross-channel train through it.
A cross-channel train 在这里指的是横穿英吉利海峡的欧洲之星火车。That's really impressive, isn't it, Neil?
Yes, it is. The arch is the symbol of the new Wembley.
这个拱门是新温布利球场的标志性建筑。
And the outturn cost per seat of about $3,300. That compares very, very favorably with every stadium that you can think of in Europe. And if you move out to America or Japan, it's significantly less.
The cost per seat was about £3,300.
Wow, £3,300. That's a lot of money.
The new Wembley's one of the most expensive stadiums ever built.
Is it really? I definitely need to go and watch England play.
Thank you for listening and see you next time.
See you.
That was today's BBC Learning English. And that's the end of today's show, and we'll leave you with a song. How Am I Supposed to Live Without You by Michael Bolton. And we're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You were leaving someone
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法。企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判它非法。
瑞士伊波路表。